Is this thing on?
What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Maker Made Podcast, the pod about woodworking, content creation, running a business, and whatever else we come up with. Hosted by myself, Tyler of Westfall Wood Co., and my best friend Brian from Dogwood Custom Builds. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Yo, yo, what's up, my brother? Welcome back.
Oh, long time coming. We're back from yet another break. As you know, we are famous for at this point, unfortunately. But, you know, we just got to do what's best for us sometimes, right?
Yeah, pretty much. What episode are we on? 49?
49 whole episodes.
49. Wow. I didn't think we'd make it this far.
Me either. Barely have, flying by the seat of our pants. But you know what? I have fun doing this, and that's why we keep on coming back. But obviously, you mentioned we've taken a good little chunk of time off every now and again. But we just kind of have to keep our best interests in mind and keep our priorities appropriately in line. I don't know about Doggy, but I know my life has been crazy the past 2 months. I mean, this has been the craziest summer of my life in terms of business, new ventures, personal life changes, things like that. So that's what's been going on. I'm sure we'll dive deeper into it, but how you doing, dog? How's your day going? How's your week been? I know you just got back in town from a little trip that you took. So how are we feeling?
A little trippy trip. Got sick. That was wonderful. But I took the red eye back from California Sunday night to Monday morning and just had a whole debacle of flight cancellations, flying standby, just exhausted on top of being sick. So
terrible.
Today's my first day really settled and back, second day on NyQuil. So I'm sleeping good starting to feel a little better. Hopefully it's just a cold. And also, trying to get back in the shop more. I have a little to-do list today after this and just kind of clearing all my sanding and finishing that's halfway done so I can start on the next project and then sand that and finish that.
Well, you got a craft fair coming up now.
Yeah, and my former or ex best geographical friend, Charlie Kohler, talked me into another craft fair. So I have one September 9th and 10th, and then 16th
September
and
08.
Yeah. So back to back weekends again. That'll be good. I have so much inventory. It's insane. And then if that doesn't work out or if I don't clear enough inventory, I'm going to start doing like pop-up Saturday markets and farmers markets and stuff because it's just insane how much stuff I have.
Well, you had some good success on Etsy there for a while. I mean, you can always throw stuff up on there, get rid of it.
Yeah, so I have that debate internally all the time where those coasters were going so fast on Etsy because that was really the only thing I sold on Etsy.
I forgot about that, yeah.
I mean, that was like $6,000 in a couple months just on coasters. You know, money now is better than money later, so I could put them on Etsy, and if they all sold, I would have nothing to take to the craft fair, and I really don't want to make more coasters or more anything like that because I have a good layout. I've also just been lazy, not filming, but like taking pictures, writing descriptions, putting all that stuff up there. Once I get through this craft fair season, probably end of September, I'll post them all up there, you know, hashtag Christmas, Christmas gift ideas, all that stuff, and hopefully generate some movement there.
Yeah, because that Christmas was the big seller for you, right?
Yeah, it was the weekend after my birthday, so like October 1st through Christmas, so 3 months, 3.5 months was like $6,000.
Nice, dude.
Which
that's probably the for me that's probably the most
deal.
Sales you've ever had. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'm not saying that in a discounting way, but I mean like that's a big deal.
Yeah, and I had a conversation with someone else the other day about it where they're asking about business and you know what classes to take for learning about business. I told him I'm the wrong guy to talk to because I make what I want. I have fun doing it. And if it sells, great. If it doesn't, I have, you know, 4 or 5 22-gallon tubs from the stackable tubs of charcuterie boards, cutting boards, knives, coasters. So I just kind of, you know, throw spaghetti at the ceiling and see what sticks. So that's where I'm at.
Well, going off of that, not to cut you off, but that's what's been so cool about this summer is that I kind of set myself up to have the ability to not take on, I haven't taken on a single project this summer in terms of woodworking, other than I did like some charcuterie boards and a couple small pieces of furniture, like an end table, a very, very basic end table. But they were all things that I wanted to do and was really excited to do. And that is something that I've really needed to do to get kind of like my mental clarity back into a proper state, I guess. I didn't really realize how bad I've been beating myself up and doing projects I was unhappy with and didn't enjoy doing, which, you know, eventually bled into my personal life and my customer service skills and all this other stuff. So it was just a big snowball. So this summer I've kind of taken a lot of time to reflect on that and figure out how I can fix that. One of the big things was obviously cutting off commissions because that was not fulfilling my passion anymore. Another thing was that I realized that I'm not doing what I've always loved to do. I mean, I've built this business very well, I'd like to think, and I've been having so much fun doing it, but I've always had this entrepreneurial spirit in me since I was very, very young. And I realized that maybe I need to start another business that I can do in tandem. So I've since done that, in a couple different ways. And that's been very fun. And I think some people who follow me on Instagram have seen stuff like that, that I've posted a little bit about it. Westfall Wood Co. is not gone. It's not going away anytime soon. I will still be pursuing it. I also have even more exciting news on that lane. But yeah, it's just been very nice to, kind of break away from the monotonous work that I'd gotten into and branch out and, you know, test my brain in different ways and do some more fun and exciting stuff, keeping me on my toes, which is kind of like how I should be living my life, honestly. Like, that's what makes me happy. So yeah, lots of changes have been happening.
Well, you talk a lot about what makes you happy, but you didn't even mention me.
Well, you are number one. You also, you being out of town for a week was depressing.
Yeah. I mean, that was a long week. It was a good week, but it's just, I was gone, well, for a week to go home. I came back for like 4 days and then I went for another week. So, just a lot of time not in the house and, just, yeah, it's really hard to nail down a project if you're just constantly leaving it all the time. And, I got the Mustang.
I'm ready for a vacation.
Come on down. Y'all come back. Well, now. Oh
yeah. So like,
we gotta talk
what
about both buying campers and then meeting in Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, I totally ignored all those texts.
Yeah, you did. You completely ignored them. I sent three in a row and it said red, red, red. And so you want to talk about that now? Oh, yeah? Okay, well, I'm all of a sudden going to be... And we also, in the episode, we missed me getting hit in the face with a cutting board and going to the ER. Talk about that later, offline.
So on the camper topic, so I actually, over the summer, we have been evaluating our living situation and what we wanted to do, and kind of out of nowhere, out of thin air, if you will, we kind of figured out that we wanted to buy this particular house. So in the matter of, you know, we went and saw it the day it came available on the market and put in an offer immediately, and the next day it was accepted. So that's been kind of hectic this summer. Moving in 115 degree weather is going to be so much fun. I can't wait for it. But the exciting part about this move is that we will be, I have a new shop at this place. It has about a 750 square foot shop that will be in a much nicer upgrade than what I'm in now, which will most certainly help with my mental state and making sure that I'm having the best time possible in the shop and having fun while doing it. And it has AC. Can we get a round of applause for that? Clap, clap, clap. But anyway, rewinding a little bit, when we were evaluating the living situation, me and my girlfriend almost decided to buy a camper, a fifth wheel or like an RV type situation, which is, I assume, what prompted this conversation from you, Doggy. Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, one came across my
Facebook marketplace feed.
And I was like, oh, $5,000 if I fixed up the Mustang, sold it for $4,000. And then I was like, yeah, I could do that. What size engine do you have in your truck? Do you know?
Not a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a 3.7 V6. So I think my towing capacity is like 6,400. So I'd have to get a 18. Whoa,
it should be way more than that. 6,400 pounds? It should be like 9 or 10, I would think. Because mine is a 3.5 V6, and it's 9,900, I think.
Let me see this.
But anyway, I almost made the commitment to live in a camper on a bigger piece of land just because the housing market, I don't know about you guys and wherever anyone listening is from, but the housing market out here is insane. We looked at a house originally before this one that we just got our offer or that we're about to get the keys on. And we put in, or we're about to put an offer that was $25,000 over asking, and we got beat out by 13 people with offers that are 50K or more over. So that's how the housing market is in my area.
Whoosh.
So that's why we were looking at the camper idea, because we could buy a, you know, $100,000 2-acre property and then put the camper on it and build a big shop and, you know, do that kind of stuff with it. But
yeah, and that's
back to what you were saying.
So 7,700 pounds is my max towing capacity. And I maybe that's just the Pentastar or whatever, you know, maybe just a weaker engine. I don't know. I don't have a truck right now because it's in the shop for the 8th time. So in 4 months, but no, I was looking at that when I first moved out here. Instead of buying a house, I could put an RV or camper on base for like $100 a month.
Oh, wow.
And it includes electric and water. And I just have to get internet. So like that would have been, I mean, I would have been saving like $2,200 a month by doing that. But then I would have to locate a shop and rent shop space.
Right.
And that would be a whole different debacle. So, yeah. And then until this will hold us over, you know, you and your house, me and my house, until we can move and do a joint barn dominium with like 6 camper spots in the middle.
Yeah, that would be sweet. You're coming to Phoenix in what, 2025?
That's the goal. If that job's open, dude.
That would be super sick.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, so we got a fun moving debacle coming up. It's going to be very fun moving the shop. I think I'm going to rent a forklift to make it really easy. We're going to hope that pans out, but we'll see what we see when the time comes. We get the keys in about 5 days, so that's extremely exciting. But yeah, real quick, let's cut out and give a quick shout out to Jobber for sponsoring us all throughout this way. Subscribe to Jobber now, organize your service business and impress your clients, estimate, quote, schedule, invoice, get paid, no software experience required. It is so easy to use, you guys. Start your free trial now using the link in the show notes. No credit card required. So what is to come for me? I'm asking myself this question. So I do have some projects in the queue that kind of have no timeline on them, thankfully. And they're projects I'm really excited about. But I would say the next probably 2 months of my schedule is going to be dedicated to remodeling the house we're buying. It's kind of a little fixer-upper, if you will. So I'm hoping to kind of have I'm actually working on trying to get some sponsors to make the projects a little bit easier of a pill to swallow, because it's going to be costly. But I'm really excited, man. It's a pretty sweet property. It's got a big front backyard, and that shop obviously is going to be invaluable. It's nothing ginormous, but it's going to be freaking perfect. I can't wait.
Well, I think,
and air conditioning, cool. Dude, I said this was going to be the last summer I would be working in a shop with no AC, and that would either mean I would need to get an AC shop or I would stop doing what I'm doing. And I thought that was going to be the option at first, is that I was going to stop, close up shop, and, you know, part ways. But I freaking have been manifesting this for like 3 years now, and I'm so thankful that I'm finally...
You're really just going to stop?
I wasn't sure if I was going to have a choice, dude. I mean, luckily I have other streams of revenue, you know, that made it a little bit easier to make a decision like that. But yeah, it was very close to just being like, hey, you know what? I'll sell off everything I have. So I'll finish out the clients that I currently have. And then if I wanted to take on a project, I would rent a shop space from somebody, or, you know, borrow someone else's shop space for a little while. But we never got to that point, you know, and that's kind of how it works sometimes when your back's against the wall. And that's when things become the most clear.
Yeah. I'm glad it worked out. I know what you're saying. I mean, we don't have the same temperature, but in terms of humidity, I moved last year in July, and it was like 90% humidity, 95 degrees. I couldn't even like walk outside without sweating. So I do not envy moving in the summer at all. But have you ever thought about doing a, instead of a forklift, like a pallet jack? Same concept, but you're not, you know, driving a forklift.
I don't think that would really help. What would the pallet jack can't get like onto a trailer, let alone a truck bed.
Oh, because you're going to, you could pull it onto a trailer. I see what you're saying, though, because you're going to.
Yeah.
But how are you going to get the tools up on the.
You just about pick them up with a forklift? Because, I mean, like, most tools, like my planer, for example, which, by the way, I got a new 20-inch planer, so I'm kind of glad that I don't have to get rid of that. Like, the planer has specific forklift lifting points. So does the joiner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I'll just pick it up.
And then, okay, that makes sense.
So I'll just pick it up and drop it on the trailer and then position it on the trailer the way I like it and then be on my merry way. Hopefully that'll make the move much quicker. I've had to move my shop 2 times already, so this third time I'm going to be... This is the heaviest my shop has ever been, so yeah. I'm going to try to make sure I cover all my bases with that one.
Oh, I feel that.
But you're going to come out and help me though, right?
Sorry, I think my signal is cutting out. Did you say something? Well, it's coming up soon, so I probably couldn't get off again.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. Like I said, you're kind of coming in a little weak there. yeah, moving sucks. Moving shop sucks, but it'll... You got a cool layout, like L shape, and I'm excited to see what you do with it.
Yeah, so for the people who obviously have not seen it yet, I'll obviously have to do a full tour once I move in and whatnot, but it's essentially, so from the front of the house, it shows as a one-car garage, and it's technically 2 single cars deep, and then on the back of that is a 2-car garage, so it's, I think it's like 45 feet deep, and then like 20 feet on the single car section and then 26 wide in the double car section. It's hard to describe, but it'll make sense once I post some pictures and videos of it. Speaking of posting, I've also been completely dark on social media. Once again, I think that was just something I needed to do to get my head screwed back on properly. Very sorry for anyone whose messages I've missed. I'm pretty sure I've been getting back to everybody as quick as I can, but it's just been so refreshing not being tied to that. You know, I mean, Dougie, I think you can attest to this, but I spent so much time, you know, pulling up analytics on posts and overanalyzing everything. And I mean, Instagram's just been so weird lately. The juice is not worth the squeeze, you know?
Yeah. And I did that actually when I was on vacation last week. I posted something from it was the boot pullers. That's right. It's been in my drafts for like 9 months, and I just posted it, and I got like 400 likes. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I know I wasn't really expecting much, and it kind of got me interested in posting. And I posted again the next day, and it got like 20 likes in 2 days. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm not so interested in this. But I'm just kind of posting whatever. And the cool thing about those boot pullers or boot jacks, whatever you want to call them, is I sold the other two I had from that post. So that was like $120 that otherwise was just sitting in inventory.
That's the kind of thing that makes it worth posting, you know. I during this past like 2 months, if I had been posting, it would just be to post. I would rather have some like something valuable, I guess, if that makes any sense. Like something that, I don't know, man. It's tough, but I'm going to get back into it, especially with the new shop. And I mean, I might document some of the move. I might document most of the remodels I do. We're going to be redoing the master bathroom. We'll be redoing the kitchen. And then I got to do like some hardwood floors in there and whatnot. So I think it should be fun. We'll see what I can get out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Just getting back into the rhythm. Because I'm so thankful for the audience that both of us have built, whether it's with the podcast or with our personal business accounts. I mean, it's just so freaking cool that we were able to do something like that. So, I mean, it would be silly just to let it go to waste. But, you know, it's still, we got to look out for ourselves in the long run.
Yeah, and I think we do a pretty good job of that now, when we definitely, when we started, or like last year and the year before, there was no such thing as a break. It was just post and create content mm-hmm. from garbage, basically.
Right.
Which I still see people that do that because there were, we were at, and I'm afraid of getting back into that again. Anytime I have so much stuff filmed and I'm like, this is just garbage. I don't know why I would post this other than to just post.
Well, it's funny you say that because I've seen recently, I think it's Luke in the Garage, I believe is his username. He has been super open. He was like, well, I have nothing to post today. So here is a couple garbage clips that I compiled together for your viewing pleasure. And then he'll like put a song over it. And he just like totally embraces like, I know this sucks, you guys, but I'm trying to make content. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I can appreciate it for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think that it makes it way more fun when you're posting content that you believe is good. Whereas you're just throwing shit at, what would you say? Throwing a noodle spaghetti at the wall, seeing if it's
spaghetti at the ceiling, seeing what sticks.
I mean, there's scenarios for both applications, but whatever.
Yeah, and I've also, I mean, I used to, when I was in Monterey in grad school, still, I spent like the first 30 minutes of my 9 o'clock class, 9 a.m., trying to figure out what song to put over the reel that I had edited. And I'm like, why is this so freaking hard? And I kind of pivoted to now I pick a song, like a trending
the first
audio,
one on the list.
And I put it down to like volume 2 out of 100. And then I just let the shop sounds do the rest. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not wasting my time doing this stuff. So
what a fun game we play.
Yeah. The life of a woodworker, content creator, and all that good stuff.
Folks, that's pretty much what we got for you today. I think me and Doggy have collectively decided we're going to try to be putting out a webisode. I can't even talk. An episode every other week. So like 2 a month probably. We're not going to really hold ourselves to anything too crazy. But I mean, Doggy and I talk every day. So sometimes it's kind of hard to get on here and talk about a dedicated topic. But if you guys have anything that you want to hear about, to talk about, you know, whatever it may be, shoot it our way. Any questions, comments, concerns, fire it at us. You know, we love to engage and chat further. That's pretty much all I got for today, Doggo. You got anything to say?
Nope. Whatever he said, I'm good with.
Cool. Well, on that note, I think it's time we peace out of here.
Peace.